The Dark Knight at Nordhouse Dunes. Nowhere better can we connect with the universe than that lost and lonely, lonesome dark. I listen to the crickets and the frogs. I listen to the leaves and the waves. And when the stars and the moon came out, I'd walk in the sunlight touched by the moon. Never have I been more lonely, and never closer to Thoreau, Melville, Whitman, and Defoe. There was only one rule of adventure. If you see an antique store, you must shop. Period. That's where I found my ancient copy of Robinson Crusoe. And I'd read it from time to time. I'd listen to it as an audiobook as well. I found Dan Millman's Peaceful Warrior on the bottom shelf in a dusty box. I read it from cover to cover in a single afternoon. There are no ordinary moments. Each year I went there, strangers would look at me differently. I was a wizard of the woods once.
"Thou shalt pass,"
I'd holler, stepping out of the way on that steep part of the Arrowhead Trail. Another year, I was the artsy hobo. I built driftwood horses, and I'd adorn whatever I couldn't lift with colorful cats. I used up all my acrylic paints. And early on, I was the raccoon artist. I'd trace and sketch huge drawings of raccoons. They were but a tiny step away from becoming photorealistic. On my first long expedition, I was greeted by a tired park ranger that didn't say a word. On my way back, he realized I stayed the whole month, and it just happened to be the month of perfect sunshine that year. Even if it does rain, it's always warm rain. It never gets in the way. There was a couple of big storms, that's true. I remember laying on the ground in my tent with an angry storm outside, listening to We're All Connected by the Symphony of Science and wondering about the conductivity of my tent poles.